蒋方舟被清华取消硕士学位的事情。
The incident of Jian Fengju being revoked of his master's degree by Tsinghua University.
大家都知道了。
Everyone knows.
今天不聊蒋方舟，和大家聊聊举报他的这位教授肖英。
Today, let's talk about Professor Zairo Ying, who reported on Chen Fengju.
肖英是谁？
Who is Zairo Ying?
清华文学院教授。
Professor of the Chinese Language College.
博士生导师，以文学、艺术批评及美学研究著称。不了解他的人。
A professor of literature and art criticism, known for his expertise in literary and aesthetic studies, is unaware of the fact that he has been accused of plagiarism.
可能对他举报。
He might be reported.
蒋方舟很惊讶。
Jian Fengju was surprised.
毕竟离开学术圈。
After leaving academia.
蒋方舟的名字更为公众熟知。
Jian Fengju is more well known to the public.
但如果你以为肖教授这一举动是为了碰瓷名人。
But if you think Professor Zairo's move is just to imitate celebrities,
那可就大错特错了。
That's a big mistake.
这位搞文学艺术批评的肖英教授。
Professor Zairo Ying, who specializes in literary and artistic criticism.
可是批评过很多大众熟悉的大腕的。
However, I have criticized many famous and well-known celebrities.
从张艺谋到崔永元。
From Zhang Yimou to Cui Yanyuan.
从赵本山到郭德纲。
From Zhao Benchen to Guo Digang.
从余华、书童再到莫言，批评于丹。
From Yu Hua's book Boy to Mo Yan, criticizing Du and Yang.
不学无术。
Without learning, there is no skill.
骂崔永元有病、智障。
Insulting Cui Yanyuan as having a mental illness. Saying
赵本山挂羊头卖狗肉。
Gao Benchen sells dog meat.While hanging up sheep's head,
对文艺界的批评
criticism of the arts.
肖教授文风犀利
Professor Zairo has a keen sense of smell.
不留情
without mercy.
情面对文学批评的态度
in the face of literary criticism,
你一直坚持自己的原则
he also insisted on his principles.
换句话说
In other words,
肖教授有一套根植于他内心独特的学术立场和文学标准。
Professor Zairo has a set of unique academic stance and literary standards rooted in his inner world.
今天我们就来说说他的学术立场和文学标准。
Today, let's talk about his academic stance and literary standards.
在他早期发表的学术论文中
In his early academic papers,
肖英认为
Zairo should think that
莫言、余华、书童这些先锋文学作家受到西方现代非理性主义影响
Mo Yan, along with other avant-garde writers like Hugh Shuitong, were influenced by Western modern irrationalism
强调生命在时间中的创造与流变
Emphasize the creation and transformation of life and time.
反对理性，将一切固化。
Against the rigidity of reason.
在作品里，则体现对内心感受的极致挖掘和对传统叙事结构的反叛。
The work also embodies an extreme exploration of inner feelings and a rebellion against traditional narrative structures.
他批评这些创作倾向。
He criticized these creative tendencies.
割裂了与现实生活的联系。
Cut off from the connection with real life.
听起来是不是很符合我们的文学欣赏主张？
Does this not align with our literary appreciation?
但他真正关心的 是文学过度成立于个人。
But what he truly cares about is the tendency of literature to become overly focused on individual experiences.
内心与非理性体验，丧失介入现实。
Inner and non-rational experiences are recorded.
关怀社会公共性的宏大事业与责任。
The grand undertaking and responsibility of caring for the social public good.
肖教授的意思。
Professor Zairo's meaning is.
文学作品里的个体并不重要。
In literary works, individuals are not important.
集体叙事才有意义。
Collective narration is meaningful.
个人的经历和感受。
Personal experiences and feelings.
在社会的宏大叙事和集体责任面前。
In the face of grand narratives and collective responsibility in society.
物质一体。
It's nothing.
小人物的悲欢离合
The joys and sorrows of ordinary people
不值得大肆书写我和肖教授的观点不同
It's not worth writing about my and Professor Zairo's differing opinions
对我而言
For me
一部文学作品的好坏标准恰恰不是他所展现的场面
The standard of a literary work is not what he shows.
如何恢宏？历史的车轮如何滚滚向前
？How to make history roll on?
而是他是否让我看到，在历史车轮碾压之下
？Instead, did he make me see that beneath the wheels of history?
一个个鲜活的生命如何挣扎求生？
How do individual living beings struggle to survive?
如何艰难选择
？How to choose？
如何努力抗争
？How to fight hard？
所以，一本小说，一部电影
，So a novel or a movie，
让我们看到历史的发展
，Let's see the development of history，
看到社会的分层与变迁。
Witnessing the complexities and changes of society，
但我更关心时代中普通人的命运和内心体验。
However, I am more concerned about the fate and inner experiences of ordinary people in this era.
肖教授说
Professor Zairo said,
文学应该关心时代
Literature should be concerned with the times.
关心现实
Concerned about reality.
当然没错
Of course.
但无数小人物的故事不正是一个时代的缩影吗？
But aren't the stories of countless ordinary people a microcosm of an era?
你在余华的活着里
In Hugh Hewitt's life
有没有从福贵一生的经历中看到社会环境的演变
Have you seen the evolution of the social environment from the experience of a life of wealth?
给个体带来的深刻影响
What are the profound impacts on individuals?
在莫言的《丰胸肥臀》这部小说里
，In Moyan's novel The Charm of the Big Man，
主人公的命运转折
，The protagonist's fate turns，
是不是和那个大时代的权力争斗
？Is it like the power struggles of that era？
政治风云变幻息息相关。一部文学作品如果只有宏大叙事。
Political storms and changes are closely related. If a literary work only has a grand narrative,
只有帝王将相如何改写历史
How can only emperors and officials rewrite history?
把无数个体的命运掩盖在集体中，被淡化，被忽视
Conceal countless individual fates under the collective, making them fade away and be ignored.
那么相当于说，那个作为个体的。
So it means that the shoe is a characteristic of an individual.
我存在于世，没有价值。
I exist, therefore I am worthless.
现在的电影还战争场面，背景的千军万马用 AI 就能完成。
Nowadays, the war scenes with thousands of soldiers can be completed using AI.
因为不需要让观众看到普通士兵的表情。
Because it is not necessary to show the expressions of ordinary soldiers.
不需要看到他们闪烁的眼神和充满恐惧与挣扎的内心感受。
Don't need to see their flashing eyes and the feeling of fear and struggle in their inner thoughts.
可是，即使在战争中
However, even in war,
我们只是一地炮灰。
We are just cannon fodder.
在时代的背景墙上
On the background wall of the era,
只是一个小圆点。
Just a small dot.
我也认为，渺小的
I also think that it is small.
我不起眼的
I am unremarkable.
一个个普通人
A group of ordinary people.
也应该被看见
Should also be seen.
值得被看见
Deserving to be seen.